Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the giver of life and all good things, our almighty and merciful God, on this night we thank you for the gift of your Son, born in Bethlehem, to be the Savior of all people. We praise you for giving us this time to hear the message of the angels that to us a Savior has been born. We bless you for giving us the Holy Spirit that we might understand the Scriptures and believe on Jesus as our best Christmas gift. Give us true spiritual joy and peace this Christmas, so that we appreciate and thank you for the gift of your Son, and one day glorify you throughout all eternity in heaven. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text chosen for this evening is written in the first chapter of Matthew, beginning at the 18th verse, and reads as follows in Jesus' name. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear worshipers of the Christ child on this Christmas Eve, millions of dollars have been spent buying presents this past 2 months and sending out Christmas cards. One would think that with all of this money being spent, our nation would be the happiest nation in the world with all the things that they were going to get tonight or tomorrow. However, lasting happiness does not come from Christmas presents under the tree. It comes from God's thoughtful gift. Tonight, we celebrate God, the most thoughtful gift of all. Before the universe was created, God determined to give us his Son to be our Savior. And he followed through on that promise and that determination. And tonight we celebrate God's gift of his Son. What do we do with God's gift? We can't play with it, we can't eat it, and we can't wear it. But God wants us to believe in his gift and to worship him. So let us look at our text and worship God's Christmas gift. We are to worship Jesus because Jesus fulfills God's prophecy and because Jesus fulfills God's salvation. Now, when Joseph heard about God's Christmas gift, he did not feel like worshiping. In fact, Joseph was filled with fear. The news that he heard about Mary filled him with fear because he knew that he was not the father of the child that Mary was going to have. He figured that Mary had been unfaithful to him, even though they were betrothed. And we see Joseph's upright character in wanting to put her away, divorce her secretly, so that she would not make a public example of her, and no explanation or reason needed to be presented. Now, God had mercy on Joseph while he was thinking about all this and sent an angel to Joseph to tell him that what God had done for Mary was something that was of the Holy Spirit. The angel said, Joseph, don't be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. Joseph simply did not have all the facts to be able to make an informed decision. The angel told Joseph that Mary would have a baby, but that the father was the Holy Spirit. Mary had not been unfaithful. God had been faithful in keeping his promise that was now being fulfilled before their eyes. That promise made centuries before meant that the Messiah was to be born. Matthew quotes one of those promises to see the connection with that fulfillment. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, the prophet Isaiah had written these words 800 years before. It was startling news then. It was startling news to Joseph. And it should be startling news to us as well. For by definition, virgins cannot bring forth a child. And yet, we celebrate tonight because of that very fact that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. When Mary asked how this could be, the angel Gabriel explained to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Therefore, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And the Holy Spirit is the one who kept Mary's sinful nature away from her Son, so that that which was born of Mary is holy and perfect, as he needed to be in order to be our Savior. In our worship tonight, we praise God's Almighty Son, who was willing to be born as a helpless baby, born in David's city of Bethlehem, born in a stable to poor parents. His lowly birth fulfilled another prophecy, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, out of you shall he come forth to me, from the one who will be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting." As we heard, God promised King David that his descendant would be the Messiah. The people of Israel had to wait 1,000 years since David died before David's son was born. And yet, he was not born poor, because Jesus was born the Son of God, the King of the universe, the Lord God himself. And so by fulfilling all of these prophecies, Jesus demonstrates that he is the Messiah, but that he is also worthy to be our Savior. Tonight, we rejoice that God has kept his promises, that God has sent his Son into our world, and that his Son has fulfilled what he was sent to do, to give us salvation. And so as we worship God tonight, we also worship God for the salvation that Jesus comes and brings. Christmas gifts can come in different sizes and shapes and colored paper. There may be things that we need or things we can play with. We assume that the gifts under the tree will make us happy and will be good for us. God's gift was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And yet this baby is the center of all history, the Lord of all of the universe, and the one whom we worship tonight. This special gift may have gone unnoticed, except that God sent angels to tell the shepherds, "There is born to you in the city of David a Savior who was Christ the Lord." The babe of Bethlehem was born to you and to me. He is the Savior of the world. The angel called him Christ the Lord so that when the shepherds would find this baby in the manger, they would also understand him as their Messiah and the Lord God who created the universe. The angel told Joseph how wonderful God's gift to Mary was. "She will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Joseph believed the angel message, and after Mary's son was born, he named his son Jesus. Now, in order that Jesus become our Savior, he has to become our substitute, one who stands in our place as one of us. Therefore, the Bible says Jesus shared in the same flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus became man to taste death for everyone in order that he would make the atoning sacrifice for our sins, to end God's wrath over sin, and to establish justice and righteousness in the world, that is, that God would forgive us our sins. That's what we celebrate tonight. Not just a little baby, or being born, or fuzzy thoughts about the snow lay on the ground. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior. What a true blessing this is, because this baby is literally God with us. The Bible says, "For in Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." And so this helpless baby that the shepherds found in the manger is almighty, all-knowing, present everywhere, able to do all things, and eternal. We are to understand that this baby is one person with two natures, human and divine. And Jesus had to have flesh and blood in order to be placed under the law and to suffer and die for us. He had to be true God in order that his work would be true for all people, that he could keep the law perfectly without sinning once, and that he could carry the sins of the whole world to the cross and yet still remain sinless, in order that his suffering and death would be the payment in our place. That's Jesus as our substitute. That's what Jesus came to do. And even in the laying in the manger, he was keeping the law for us perfectly as our Savior. Joseph did not hesitate to follow what the angel said. He took Mary for his wife, and then a little later, he went down to Bethlehem. He didn't know that was going to happen until a few months later. And then he saw that the virgin will bear a son, and they call his name Jesus. Joseph needed to go to the place where David was born, because that was the prophecy of Micah, that he would be born in Bethlehem. Because Jesus and God loved the world, he sent a Savior to set us free from the law and its judgment. Tonight we worship God for his gift of love, because it is a gift of true love. We worship Jesus as our God and Savior because he is God who came to give his life as a ransom for all people. We worship God for the forgiveness that he provided us for Jesus. It is a gift of undeserved grace for us. And we worship and praise God for the hope of eternal life. For he has promised this to everyone who believes on Jesus as their Savior. May God grant us a merry and joyful Christmas this year as we worship God for his Christmas gift and we worship the salvation and praise him for the salvation we have received through him. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.